Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM side. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us with you wherever you go with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. You can also check us out on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, April 19th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cakes Auville.
Yeah, hope you got those taxes in a few days ago, my friends.
Running the three-man show for a Friday. I did not get my taxes in. I called my tax guy, same guy that you use, and he said, didn't get around to it, filed an extension.
Very good. Look at that.
I guess I was bottom of the pile.
Gotcha.
Works for me.
Sure.
Why not? Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's his responsibility.
Yeah.
Does that mean there was a bunch? Probably a bunch of stuff he didn't get to.
Every time I go to his office, and Cake's going to test this, I think your wife does it on your behalf.
Correct.
There's about 500 manila folders behind him.
There's a lot of, he has a lot of work on his plate.
Yeah. It's a, that seems like a nightmare job. I know some people, I don't even think they love it, but
I'm sure there's good money in it, but
it's good money, but it's
the tax season is just a full blown grind.
It's a nightmare. And then you have your relief and your break. But once it starts to ramp up, whenever that is, maybe January 1, whenever that is, man, for 4 or 5 months, it's a nightmare.
It is. It sucks.
I can't, you know, I just don't have the work ethic.
Not to do that gig.
Not
no
for
chance.
A daily grind. No, I don't have it in me.
Just don't have
especially
it.
This late in my life. You know, I was playing golf yesterday with a guy, super successful guy. I won't say the company he works for, but if I said it, you'd know it, right? Super powerful company. And his two kids and just... I finally asked him how old he was. He's 40.
Okay.
I'm 54.
Mm-hmm.
So much older than him.
Yeah.
So much closer to
you're basically
death than him.
Almost a full generation older than him.
Yeah. And then I kind of thought he was in our same age range.
Yeah.
And he was basically 15 years younger than
he's just a spry young buck.
And it was just like, wow.
I'd say it's kind of in your same age range. It's not like you're golfing with a 20-year-old. I'm sure he has, like you said, he's got kids.
Like 15 years.
54 to 40.
It's a pretty big gap.
It's a pretty big gap just in terms of like, put it this way. His club head speed was about 20 miles per hour faster than mine. And he just had that, still had that young man's strength.
He had the vitality. He had vim and vigor.
Yeah, but I'm guessing you have things in common. Like you're still raising kids that are in school.
Oh, of course. We hit it off. We were great. But it's just the physical fact that he's 15 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I always
play golf with a stranger. You know this person, or you?
Well, no, yeah, he signed up with it, and then I'll tell you. And I said this actually to the AD at Marist. I had a conversation with him, and we were talking about golf somehow. And I said, you know, and I believe this to be more true than anything. I am an elite people reader. I've told you this.
Yes.
This is a fact.
You told us a million times.
You're also very humble.
I am a humble person. I mean, I'm honest about my strengths. That's one of my strengths. Probably one of my greatest strengths.
Accentuate the strengths.
But I think for all people, if you want to get to know someone, you play 1 4-hour round of golf with somebody, you know them completely, I think. You know how they handle success, how they handle failure, how they handle pressure, whether or not they cheat. You know, I mean, there's so many things you can find out about a person.
A lot of tells.
Oh, my God. You know a person completely. And by the end of the round, I really like the guy. Great guy. I liked him at the beginning. But, yeah, if you want to get to know someone, play a round of golf with them.
Maybe that's why they took all the QBs to Topgolf to expedite that.
Yeah, maybe. That could be it.
But, you know.
Learn a lot.
Who knows?
Window into their soul, perhaps.
I think most people are pleasant, though. I play a lot with strangers, as Cakes would put it, because a lot of times me and my buddy just sign up as a twosome, mm-hmm. and they'll pair you up, and most people are pleasant. I will tell you, I had to play the blacks, though, a couple weeks ago, only because the two guys we got paired up with, they teed up first, and they teed up on the blacks, and they were old. I was like, well, I'm not going to go to the blues.
Are the blacks the senior tees?
It's the deep tees.
Okay. Tips. Oh, okay.
Yeah, now I play it at Laytonville. It's not mm-hmm. that long. It's probably like the blues at most courses. But still, I've always played the blues because I'm a hack. And these guys that are like 65, 70 went to the blacks. So I guess we're playing blacks.
JP, you can't do that. You can't let them shame you into playing different tees.
Well, they did.
You play your tees. Plus it hurts the entire course, because if you're a hack like you say you are and you're playing the tips, then all of a sudden pace of play gets off,
strangles the whole thing.
Now, I'm not gonna believe me. I don't slow down pace of play. I'm a hack, but I'm not like shooting 120. I shoot in the 90s.
Yeah. Well,
low 90s.
I've lost all my ego. I play the white tees now. I'm a white tee guy.
I've always been a white tee guy.
The white tees. Yeah. They're money.
No shame in it.
More fun for me.
Sure. Now,
why am I trying? I'm not trying to hit long irons.
What are you, on the tour?
I'm not trying to hit long irons into every friggin' green.
Right.
You know, I have a hard enough trying.
You want to hit nine irons and pitching wedges.
I want to hit like seven irons max.
Yeah.
In fact, yesterday I hit a 6-iron and I really didn't want to hit it. The note to self, did hit a silly, but didn't really want to hit it.
It was in your head. The 6-iron's living rent-free in your head.
You know what I did? I don't know if you ever do this. You know what I did? I just said to myself, I'm just going to think to myself that I pulled a 7-iron. So I'm just going to, you know what I mean? Because you could kind of get in your head a little bit. And I said, I'm just gonna swing it and treat it just like, and I'm going to act like it's a 7-iron in my hand.
I've never done that before.
You never? No, I did.
Now, you get the vast majority of golf in during the week.
Correct. I'm traveling on the weekends.
I
don't really like to play with a million people, too. I don't want to just lean on my club and wait. I don't get sized.
At a country club, you really shouldn't have to.
Maybe, but it's just more crowded. More crowded. I mean, it's definitely the most popular time.
Yeah, I guess people are still, I don't know, I'm not a member of a country club. I just play the munis, but I do know that it's super crowded on the weekends.
Probably fairly similar routines, you know. You're going to get more play on the weekends.
I just thought they maybe limit it at a country club. Like the sheet, it's a little more spread out.
I don't know.
That's just my guess, my assumption.
You can ask Valdez, former starter.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they space them out pretty similarly, right?
Yeah, pretty similar. Yeah.
You know, I forgot our buddy Alex, who we know, who's a member at Belmont Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
He asked us to come play potentially next Friday, and I told him I'd talk to you guys about playing. But I just found out my wife signed me up for a daddy-daughter dance. So I got to do that bit next
Friday.
Yeah,
but that's not going to be during the day, though.
Yeah, but in Alexandria, if I got to be in Rockville at 5
yeah,
and
no
I'm doing
chance.
A round at 11, that is dicey.
No, it's,
it's pretty much a no-go.
Okay.
I remember I played there once with Valdez, and we had a good time, and it took me like an hour 45 to get home.
I didn't know you were playing in Alexandria. Right.
Isn't that where Belmont Country Club is?
Am I calling the country Ashburn. Club?
I might be calling it the wrong one. Belhaven, whatever.
Oh, that's a totally different club.
Sorry.
On the other side of Virginia.
Well, either totally one different. Of them, you're not going to get to where you need to be by 5 p.m. on a on a Friday.
I know.
No. You're going to be dead in the
Squirrel
water.
Squirrel wants me to play out in Virginia next Friday, too, and I don't know if I'll be available, depending upon what happens this weekend with the boys. But even still, I'm like, dude, you understand.
Well, you and Squirrel could probably do Belhaven with Alex.
He's got a whole thing. I said, if I play with you out on Friday, we play, let's say, at noon or mm-hmm. something. I mean, we're not going to get home till 8 p.m.
Yep, it's an all-day affair.
It's an all-day affair. Yep. You're not leaving
Get locked and loaded.
You're not leaving at 5.
No.
You're going to stay and have dinner, and you're not going to be home till 8 p.m.
KC, I know that you're fired up for the Caps, which is Sunday.
That's
are
correct.
There any other weekend plans besides that? Because I know how you are. He's planning out his
weekend
Sunday
plans.
To watch the Caps.
Let me see. Weekend plans.
All right, if it took you more than a second, you don't.
Yes, I actually do have
weekend
plans. Saturday, that's tomorrow. Dog training at 9 a.m., 9 to 9:45. Rest of the day is pretty wide open. I think my son is coming home, so we'll probably do
dinner.
We'll do dinner with him at some point. But that day is pretty wide open. Sunday. What do I have Sunday? Oh, Sunday doing brunch for my daughter's birthday.
He's got stuff.
And then Caps game, 3 p.m. My weekend is planned. My weekend's, it's done.
Right.
It's jam-packed.
Right.
or it's just the way I like it. So, not a ton of stuff
so
going on.
So I invited Cakes yesterday to have dinner with Squirrel and I after we played.
Mm-hmm.
And he eventually texted back because Cakes is notorious for about an hour response.
Like, right.
The guy never checks his phone.
Do you think he sees? He has his phone with him all the time.
No,
he's checking stocks all the time.
Untrue, because yesterday I put my phone on the charger while my wife and I took Winnie for a walk.
Okay.
Came back.
She unplugged for the dog walk.
Picked up the phone, saw EB's text. Yeah. It's like, hey, come to inviting you out to dinner with me and Squirrel around 5:30. I looked at the time on my phone. When I looked at it, it was, I believe, 5:29.
Yeah.
I just typed back, thanks for the invite. Can't make it. Doing dog training.
Yeah, he said dog training. And Squirrel goes, what is dog training? I don't know. I guess what do you imagine? Sit? You know?
Yeah, you teach a dog to be obedient instead of a dog that is a complete maniac when people come around the house.
Remember, Bish had that with his dog, and he had like a German trainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had Hans. I think it's pretty, what to do.
It's pretty common for everyone who has a dog to do some sort of training with
unless
with
you're like a
pup.
Dog whisperer.
Unless for whatever reason you got the one in a billion dog that's obedient.
That just listens and is you're able to take the dog off the leash. Just
is your dog a hyper dog? I went over on Monday. Tuesday after soccer practice, I had to drop off another one of the kids, and the kids wanted to play, so I went inside the house, and they had a dog kind of like our neighbors, the Shavers, EB, one of those big, fluffy, puffy dogs. I don't know what they're called, shepherd dogs, and it was jumping all over me.
See, that's why we're taking it to obedience.
Like, it's like, oh, have a seat. I sit down on the couch, this freaking dog runs at me and jumping all over me.
That person, they should have their dog in the class with me.
Yeah.
So how long have you had Winnie now?
6 or 7 months, I think. My wife knows that stuff better, like, the exact time frame.
I know. I just thought you don't care. So six months. Let's just say 6 months. Have you and Winnie is for what's the dog that passed again?
That was Simba.
That was Simba.
Yeah.
So has Winnie fully replaced Simba in your mind? Do you have the same affection?
I mean, you always think about your old dogs.
You do.
But, you have memories of the dogs that you've had before.
I understand, but I mean, have you
further
grown
away from them?
Yeah.
The more you just get used to having
so
dog.
Winnie's basically replaced Simba for lack. I mean, that's basically
pretty
what it
much,
is.
Yeah.
It's like a car.
I know, right?
You got a replacement. Yeah, you replace your pets.
But you like this dog.
Yes.
Like, have you ever, do people ever get dogs and they actually don't like them?
I'm sure that's happened.
They're like, this dog sucks.
I'm sure that's happened.
This dog's a pain in the ass. This dog is not affectionate.
Actually, the house that I went to on Tuesday, it was the husband was there. And he said, this isn't the dog that I wanted. So he gave in to the one that his wife wanted.
Right.
When the dog was jumping all over me, he was apologetic. He's like, I'm sorry. And the dog would like sprint around and come back to the couch.
See, that guy needs to sign his dog up for some classes. Like, if you have a dog that's just lazy and chill and doesn't like jump all over people.
That's the kind of dog I want.
Then you don't have to sign them up. But if your dog is hyper and it needs a little reining in.
So how many classes?
How many have we done?
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me hold on.
Well, it's only hyper because it's a pup, right?
Well, it's a puppy and it's also a cattle herding dog. So those dogs are like high energy.
Yeah,
like,
well, that combination. If it was an older.
Yeah, it's going to chill as it gets older. Yeah. Let me see. How many lessons? We've done, I think, 5 private lessons and 6 group lessons so
it's
far.
At 11 lessons so far.
Yeah.
Is she reined herself in a little bit?
Like, definitely. She's definitely smart. Definitely learning
smart dog.
All the commands.
You got a smart dog.
Certainly smart.
Right. Are you a smart dog owner?
I think I'm a smart? I'd say relatively smart. Relatively smart.
When you're
dog
walking
owner.
The dog and another couple is walking their dog, is it chaos?
No. That's why you're training the dog. You limit the chaos. Get the dog to heal. You get the dog to either sit or lay down.
Right.
If it's freaking out.
I can tell good dog owners when I go for a run.
Yeah.
Everybody in my neighborhood has dogs, and I'm walking the sidewalk. So if I'm running and I don't understand the phenomenon of some people will run not on the sidewalk. When there's a sidewalk, you run on the sidewalk.
I don't
see people will run on the street. But I'll run past people, and some people you can see in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll have their dog on the leash chilling.
Right.
And that dog is trained, and you run by it. And then others,
yeah,
those dogs will almost like bite your
ass. Trust me, I'm a grizzled vet. Like, I know that if there's a bite coming or a runner or another dog, you just shorten up the leash. You just don't give the dog the opportunity to lunge JP while he's running by. Right.
But also, you know, like, it should be trained that I'm not threatening. I'm just running
that's
by.
That's true, but some dogs chill. Are, you know, like they're freaked out by different stimulus that they're not used to.
They might have instincts that there's not that much you can do.
Right.
I don't know.
I almost got bitten by a dog on the Teddy Roosevelt Trail like a year and a half ago. But I have quick instincts, and I'm quick like a cat, and I was able to jump out of the way. It bit my shorts. It bit right through my shorts.
Oh, jeez.
And almost nipped me on the leg.
Right.
What kind of dog?
I don't know. All I know is I startled it, and it was bitter, and it tried to bite me.
I just don't
jumped out of the way.
I just don't have fond memories because we weren't raised. We never had a dog. The dog I had in college, my neighbor killed.
Right.
That's a long story.
Yeah, you've had a jaded experience with
canines.
And then
also, our neighbor that had a dog, it was literally a dog, you guys all know, that terrorized the neighborhood.
Right.
When we were kids.
Sure.
Like, if you ever heard...
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, if you ever heard, Max is out...
Right.
You literally would run inside.
Well, another horrible dog owner. If you're just letting your dog roam around the neighborhood.
I don't think he wanted to, in his defense. This is a dog would sometimes get loose.
Yeah.
And
I've had dogs get loose. Though.
Yeah.
He who lives in a glass house shouldn't be throwing all the stones.
Right. I think it just would get loose.
But that dog looked like it could have been in the Omen movies. Yeah. My dogs look like they could be in Disney movies. There's a big difference.
Right.
Big, big difference.
Right. About these, you still have a dog? I don't even know.
Manny, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yours is Manny Machado?
Yeah.
Right. How's Manny doing? Okay, yeah. You've had Manny for a while.
Yeah.
Are you starting to get a little bit nervous?
It's coming.
End's coming.
See, he's going to be a big old mess when
are you gonna be a
he's
got to
put
mess?
Manny down.
I was when Scooby, that was my childhood dog.
Yeah.
When Scooby.
When it was his time?
Yeah, when it was time, so... I try to not think about it.
Yeah, it's a horrible day.
It, right?
Yeah,
just
it's a bad day.
So we shouldn't have dogs with purple people's names like Paul the dog.
Kind of makes me laugh when people name their dogs after people like John Calipari.
Well, he named his dog after Manny Machado.
Yeah, but yeah. Manny sounds doggy.
Manny's a great dog name. Yeah, I will say it's a great dog name.
Scooby. I'll never forget when Scooby died.
Because?
Well, my dad was a mess, and it was the manliest thing I've ever seen. It was the unmanliest followed by the manliest thing that's ever happened with my father.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a mess. He was crying. It was I begged for it. It was a yellow lab.
Mm-hmm.
He took the dead dog outside, dug a hole, and buried it.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
That is where your dad buried the dog in the yard.
Yeah, in the backyard.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
That is bizarre. That's bizarre behavior.
I think my mom used to bury, I think she buried a cat or two in our backyard.
Really? I think usually like either a vet takes it or you bury it in a pet cemetery and then it comes back to life.
You have a gravestone?
Novel. Yeah. There's a plaque, an engraved plaque.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that doesn't say like Scooby. It just has like some scripture on it.
Hmm. Oh, nice.
Or something or other. And
I think, is it? My mom is from the country.
Like
is your dad ever from the country?
I think it's a hillbilly thing.
Yeah, that's a hillbilly thing.
Like, I guess when he was younger, he lived in Nebraska.
Okay, a little bit. Okay, that's a country thing.
And
then
moved to Baltimore.
Gotcha.
I think when he was like a younger kid,
became a city slicker then.
Right. From one oasis to another.
Anyway, good luck with dog training cakes.
Thank you. I appreciate
9 o'clock in the morning, then the rest of the Saturday, pretty much free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Lot to get into on the show today. The draft is getting closer and closer. More rumors about what's going to happen at the top of the draft. Also, I mentioned the Caps playoff game on Sunday against the Rangers. Joe Beninati, the voice of the Capitals, joins us coming up at 7 o'clock. John Feinstein at 8. You want to chime in throughout the show? You can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Keep it here. We're the Junkies coming right back.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Back. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Joe Beninati joins us as we get into Caps Rangers. Series starts on Sunday, 3 o'clock. Right now, we'll open up the Junkies Sports page, which is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. You can use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. I've seen those little Don't Sleep energy bottles go from about 20 to 10 to 5. I think there's one.
That's all that's left.
Yeah.
I might need one today. I told Cakes that I'm driving to the VMI area, whatever. I think we're staying at a hotel about 30 minutes away.
It's inside baseball, but do you need to leave right away? Because you have about 10 billion things you got to do.
No, but I'd like to do them during because I do need an hour sleep. I'm exhausted.
Which couch do you pick? Green room couch or the spot that was supposed to be
allegedly
like,
it's supposed to be our office.
Okay.
Because I just got to close the door.
The thing we did yesterday, you have to redo.
Sorry. I knew it. Why?
The thing stopped in the middle of while you're doing.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was
Radio Insider.
I'm literally reading a spot I read like a year ago. The spots are all, they're old.
You have to double check the spots before. Like, and triple check, because sometimes you get weird-looking copy.
So I have to do those?
Yeah.
Those are fine, because they're easy to read, and I do zero ad-libbing.
Case in point, on the outline today, we're giving away tickets to the Aerosmith Peace Out Farewell Tour.
Yes.
Not the Farewell Tour, the Farewell Tour.
By the way, we're doing that at 6:45.
Okay, we're doing that soon.
Hold on. Yeah. Can we talk about what's important? All the work I have to do?
Yeah. All right. It's a lot. It's a lot of work.
So I got to do those. Yeah, that was four.
Vandal.
Okay.
And then there's another thing.
The legal one? Legal Shield?
No.
All right. By the way, those start on Monday.
I'll
probably get another email about that. So that on top of the more stuff. So you'll probably have about eight things you got
to
do.
Valdez has noticed because he hands them to me every day. I have had a recent glow up when it comes to reads and endorsements. Uh-huh. I went through the desert for many, many moons.
The desert JP's driving it.
Look, all of us hit that dry spell from time to time.
an Oasis will pop up sooner or later.
But yeah. I've been made whole.
All right, good.
I've been made whole again, which is great.
I'd like you to read mine, but give me the money.
No, I won't do that. I'm happy to read yours, but I would need the money for doing the actual reads. Yeah.
So we'll get into an actual preview with Joe Beninati, but just to give you some odds here, this from ESPN Bet. The Caps for game one, money line, plus 195.
Ooh.
Rangers minus 230. Hmm. Leading points guy on the Rangers is Artemi Panarin.
Doesn't he have like 71 assists? I think I saw
49
that.
Goals, 71 assists, finished with 120 points. Dylan Strome led the way for the Caps with 67 points. So quite a big difference there. Their goalie, Shesterkin.
Yep, Igor.
Igor Shesterkin, similar save percentage to Lindgren, but his record was 36-17-2. But we talked about this the last couple of days. The season series was split 2-2. Home team won every game. But Lindgren, when he was in the net, if you toss aside the Darcy Kuemper game,
mm-hmm.
Lindgren was 2-1 and only allowed 3 goals in 3 games to the New York Rangers.
Yeah,
so.
And that's the Caps are going to have to continue that formula if they have any chance of beating the Rangers. They're not going to beat them in a game where it's high-flying and wide open because the Rangers are just a better offensive all-around team than the Capitals. It's not going to be a bunch of 5-4, 6-5 type of results.
So you've got the Caps playoff series starting on Sunday. Tonight in the NBA, you have two elimination games. You already had play-in games So a couple of teams advanced in the play-in games and are seven seeds. The Lakers in the West, for example, they advanced and they are the seven seed going to take the Nuggets. But in the Western Conference, the Kings also won their play-in game, eliminated the Golden State Warriors, but now they play the Pelicans, who lost to the Lakers. Kings-Pelicans would be a matchup in favor of the Pelicans, I believe, during the season, swept them. But now they don't have Zion Williamson, and Brandon Ingram has just kind of been returning from injury, so the Kings probably have an advantage there.
How many games, roughly? You don't have to look it up. I'm guessing you know. How many games did Zion play this year?
I'd guess about 65.
So he did pretty well. Did pretty well, all things considered.
Yeah.
As far as staying healthy. And then this is just a hamstring, so that's, you know, it's not a long-term thing. You know, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, but those can be tricky.
No, it's for sure.
It's tricky to come back from at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he may not make it back for the series, but he'll be fine. Like, he'll be able to play 75 games next year if he's healthy.
You would think. He played 70 games this year.
70. Yeah, so that's great for him. And what were his numbers? What were his numbers?
Average 23.
22.9 and 6 boards, 5 assists per game.
Some people thought his game against the Lakers was a potential breakout, like in terms of gaining confidence. He had 40 points, and nobody could stop him. LeBron, AD, anybody they threw at him, he was just, that dude is a freaking freight train. He just goes right at people. He's not a guy that's going to shoot many threes.
No.
He just takes the ball right to the rack.
Yeah, no. He's definitely a freak. But I feel like it's kind of like as a culture, we're kind of like over Zion a little bit, right? Because everyone's on to Wemby and Luka and everybody. He just doesn't get the hype.
Well, also, too, he plays in a small market, kind of in anonymity.
He just hasn't been as good.
Yeah.
He hasn't been as good. So in the Eastern Conference, the Sixers beat the Heat the other night. Joel Embiid has been back, and they have a great record with Embiid in the lineup, losing record without him. So they're going to advance and play the Knicks, who are the 2 seed. So the Heat are the 7. They beat the Heat. Heat have their elimination game against the Bulls, who beat the Hawks. Hawks out of it. So that is also tonight. Sticking
Please
in the
alert
playoffs.
Me when it's all best of series. And then all the eliminations.
It's too much
and
to keep track.
The playing games are done.
I couldn't recite any of the stuff you just said.
Happens.
I literally couldn't.
The NBA's done a great job of taking the casual fan, and I consider myself a casual fan outside of the Wizards, and confusing them with the play-in system.
Mm.
I'm confused. I'm just personally confused about it.
All right, well, the Sixers and Lakers won their play-in games.
Right.
That was the 7-8 game,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, understood.
The teams that lost those games, they get a second shot
right
to play the winner of the 9-10. So this is your last shot elimination games, and then it'll be the 16 teams that are in the playoffs.
All right, let me ask this question. What was the problem with the previous system?
Not enough teams in the mix?
Hold on. You're telling me previously they thought there weren't enough NBA teams making the playoffs?
They added 4 more cakes. Draymond Green said the other day he originally thought it was a terrible system.
Yeah.
But he thinks it's the best thing to happen in the NBA. You obviously don't concur, but I'm just filling you in on the news.
Disagree with the one Draymond Green.
Colorado's had 14 players transfer, but Deion Sanders says no big deal.
How many?
14.
Right.
Well, I guess they're in the transfer portal.
Right.
He said, "We're good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches, and please have some faith in me. We good."
Right. Well, I think that's kind of what he's got to say. It seems like a big number, right? It seems like a fairly big number.
He also said most of them were backups.
Well, of course, yeah.
And he went on to say, I think we got some starting caliber players coming in from visits pretty soon, maybe even this weekend, but we can attract those type of players. What do you make of his recruiting system where he doesn't go to anybody's houses?
I don't think that's great. I think you want to, like, especially a guy as charismatic as Deion, like, that What's dude's his, a closer. Like, you get him in a living room,
That would be the ace up his sleeve,
so
you would think.
What is his method? They bring them to him?
Yes. I mean, I forget the reason why.
Deion is a complicated guy, man.
He's against in-home recruiting visits.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is he better flip that record next year, or else the fickle fans are going to start leaving in droves. You can't just keep trotting out 4-8, 5-win seasons.
He's only had one.
That's what I'm saying. You can't have another 4-win season, or else the buzz disappears from his program.
Right.
Like, it had some buzz last year when they were winning games, and it faded as they were losing. He can't turn in another clunker, in my opinion.
Here's what he said about the in-home recruiting visits. I've never heard one guy say, I chose this college because this coach came to my crib. Have you? I can't do the things other coaches do. You know why? I'm Coach Prime. And right. I didn't stutter when I said that, he said.
Right. Look,
he took them, though, from, I guess, they were 1-8 in the final 9 games, right, which is terrible. But I think he took over a team with only 1 win the year before.
Took over an awful team, just a dead program. So he gets credit for actually getting them some respectability and getting them some wins.
For sure.
But you can't just run in place and have 4 or 5 wins. You got to start building on that.
And, of course, we're going to talk a lot about Drake May versus Jaden Daniels and who the Commanders may take. The latest odds, basically even now from Vegas in terms of who's going to go number 2. 2 days ago, LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels emerged as the clear favorite over Drake May to be the 2nd overall pick. It was -275 to +215. Well, now DraftKings has both at -115.
Ooh, dead heat.
What is that? Do they know something?
I don't think
this development comes after the 4 quarterback visit. Daniels' agent then reacted on X, and now the word is now spreading that perhaps Daniels doesn't want to go to the Commanders. Huh. Who knows? But the Vegas line's moving a little bit towards Drake May, Cakes.
Interesting. When do we have to finalize our boards, by the way? Are we doing that
early
next week?
Yeah, I'd imagine Thursday morning.
I feel like mine's
next
finalized.
Week, you have until Thursday.
Okay.
You still have an empty slot on your board?
No, I filled it in. I can't remember who I filled it in.
You filled it in with the guy who was on your FUBAR. You put Drake May back in.
And we will have the parameters of the board so that EB can't wiggle his way out of it.
He needs 2 boards.
I'm doing what we originally said it was. Who's going to be the best one in 3 or 4 years when we look back at the list? That's what we originally said. If you go back to the original argument.
Just give me the parameters on Monday or Tuesday and let me know exactly what they are. So I can have my board.
I know, but it's just a weird thing that Eric's not going to draft the person who he thinks is going to be good in 3 or 4.
He's going to skip over the top 3 on his board to go with number 4 on his board.
I'm not the GM. I'm thankful I don't have to make this choice. I think it's a really, really, really hard choice. Although I got a picture here of Drake May and he's throwing the football and he doesn't have his fingers on the strings.
Ooh. No, not on the laces?
Not on the laces?
That's bizarre. That's bizarre.
That's like
quarterback
something JP
behavior.
Would do. You see a picture of JP holding the football?
Yeah, but see, it could be a quick wide receiver screen, yeah. So you catch
you
the ball, you immediately got to get it out.
Can't you instinctively just grab those?
No, that extra,
you don't have
that
time
extra second.
You don't have time.
Yeah.
If it's a three-step drop.
I don't like it either.
That's
I think in a three-step drop, you have time to put your fingers on the laces.
It's his in shotgun, catches it, and literally just shuttles it out as quickly as possible.
Did you watch the 60-yard seeds he was throwing on the run?
I think that's right.
Yeah, who else was doing that? Zach Wilson.
I understand.
I tend not to put too much stock in those throws.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, give you a chance to win Aerosmith tickets. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 for the morning matchup. Here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll talk to our pal Joe Beninati, voice of the Capitals, coming up at 7 o'clock. Get into Caps Rangers, which, of course, you can listen to here on 106.7 The Fan. Sunday at 3 is when the first playoff game starts. And then we're going to be in that mode, right, where it's like every other night, we got a game.
That's correct.
And the hockey generally works a lot quicker.
They don't mess around.
Than the NBA.
Love it.
They like to play 1 or 2 a week.
All right, we've got some Aerosmith tickets on the line for the morning matchup. We will play Fact or Fiction.
This is my fave.
It's your favorite
simple
game show?
50-50.
You love this 50-50 one?
50-50 shot, yeah. All right, let's go to Brian in Woodbridge. Hey, Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, man?
Brian, fact or fiction, Caitlin Clark signed a deal with Nike. She's going to have her own shoe. The deal is worth reportedly more than $20 million. Is that fact or fiction?
I'll go with fact.
That is a fact.
That is fact.
Very simple. Stay on the line.
That's good.
You're going to get two tickets to go see Aerosmith, the Peace Out Farewell Tour with the Black Crowes. That's Tuesday, October 8th at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. It's courtesy of Live Nation. I saw that Steph Curry was trying to get her to sign with Under Armour.
That's right. He's trying to woo
her. But she chose to go with Nike. Nike has apparently three shoes with women, or she'll be the third. They've got Breanna Stewart, who won four national championships at UConn and has been player of the year in the WNBA a couple of times. They have, I don't know how to pronounce her name, the one that shot the three-point contest with Steph Curry.
Ionescu?
Yeah, I think Ionescu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's her first name? I think my daughter has her shoes.
Don't know it off the top of my head.
So in the volleyball world, I guess there's such a thing as there's sort of volleyball shoes.
Sabrina.
Yeah, Sabrina. That most of the girls, they wear basketball shoes.
Ah, okay.
That's like the cool thing, right? Mm-hmm. So girls will wear their Kobe's or whatever. I mean, it's like definitely, I would say 90%+ are wearing basketball shoes. And so like my youngest, she just got the Sabrina's.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm anxious to see what the Caitlin Clarks, whatever those are called.
I'm sure she's going to move a lot of product.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what those look like. Yeah, it's just it's kind of wild. The shoe manufacturers now, it's insane the color combinations they put out there. And kids will wear, like, they don't even care about matching anymore. They just wear the wildest colors.
Right.
Like, they don't even care. Like, you could be a blue and white team and, you know, I grew up in an era where you kind of want to match a little bit. Maybe you get some white sneakers with a blue swoosh or something.
Yep.
No. They get pink and purple and green. And
it's a new, brave new world.
That was big in high. That was huge in high school is that you would do team shoes together.
Right.
And you would go on the Nike website and you would like design like what color the outline of the Nike check would be.
Yeah.
What color the sole would be. What color the tongue and the laces would be. And then everyone would get the team shoes together.
Yeah. Well, now they do that same thing individually.
Yeah.
Right. They all have their own little style and their own little flavor. And, you know, whatever. It's cool. But I will say this, and I don't mean to slander them because I root for them because they're a local company. Cakes, are you still heavily invested in Under Armour?
Not as heavily as I once was.
It seems like the Under Armour bloom is off the rose.
Certainly.
It's just not. The kids don't seem to be adopting it.
They don't gravitate towards it like they used to.
No.
Well, didn't learn on this show that I still remember a caller said that Under Armour was for like middle-aged white dads.
They said UA stood for unathletic.
Yes.
I think it was his quote.
I mean, that's kind of mean. That's kind of mean, but
they've gotten the Nike Air Monarch moniker.
Right.
You know those dad shoes that everyone makes fun of.
It's kind of
trending towards
trending
that.
Also, their golf apparel honestly is poop. I think Jordan Spieth looks ridiculous a lot.
I like their pants and their shorts.
I like the pants. The shirts are hurt.
No, the shorts. I don't have that many.
The shirts are terrible.
I saw Sebastian Maniscalco do a little bit though. He said
I like just the plain ones. Air,
like Jordan Brand is like cool for younger people. Right, I know older people use Jordan Brand,
now.
But whatever.
Yeah,
it's generally associated. Mm-hmm. He said the Jordan Brand for like middle-aged white guys, it's Ons and Hokas.
Right,
old people are wearing.
Actually, the Jordans are so ubiquitous right now. People all ages are wearing.
I think the On Clouds are hot with young. Hot with young.
I have the On Clouds. I think they're the most overhyped shoes ever in terms of just comfort. The Hokas pummel them. Sorry.
I'm surprised.
I'm angry about it.
I'm actually surprised that Steph Curry is still with Under Armour. Now, I'm sure they're
paying him a boatload.
They must be paying him so much cash. But
yeah.
Like, they're now exit. Like, Auburn is now teaming up with Nike. So I think they're starting to slowly get all,
they're
out
off
of the,
ramp.
They're off ramping on, like, sponsoring college teams and college programs.
I don't know. I'm like, some of their design, like, I can only speak to the golf shirts. The designs are just hurting. I don't know.
I made a nice, tasty profit on Under Armour. My kids didn't because I bought them the stock as soon as it basically started going down. Just a little bit, not a ton. I still made a really good profit on most of my shares, but it does depress me when I look in my account.
What's it at now?
It's like $6 a share.
I think Under Armour has pivoted towards baseball. Like it's hot in baseball.
Right.
All right. I mean, I root for them.
I
root for them. I want them to do well.
I
local
do too.
Company. They were up there with the Titans.
Kevin Plank is back as CEO.
Kevin Plank is back. But it's hard, man. It's hard to go up against those big dogs.
It's tough. It's a tough environment.
You know, and when you go to those discount stores, which I go to all the time because I'm cheap, there's a lot of
It's a hard game to be in. Fashion, it's almost, trends.
It's almost impossible.
Being hot with the youth.
Apparently, they were also very slow with the athleisure. Like, they were late in that game.
Like they let Lululemon
just pulling them, just beat them to the punch.
Yeah. I'm big into dupes now, Cakes.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a dupe is?
Nope.
You see that all the time on the IG. Those are like the Lululemon dupes
IG streets.
Yeah. You could get, you know, so in other words, if it's a hunt, like all my kids, they all have, I mean, like it's an obnoxious amount of Lululemon.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was up to me, I would get the dupe. So I would get the Amazon version that's right. $30.
I thought dupe was the brand. You're talking about duplicate.
Exactly.
Okay.
I didn't realize I that was
like I've shortened duplicate
like
to
you're
dupes.
Getting duped.
You're duping us right there.
No, well, I thought you guys were with me on the. That's
no.
The slang.
Is that what kids say?
No, are those dupes? That's what the soccer moms say. Check out this dupe of whatever.
Got it.
You know. It's crazy. I buy all these golf training aids, right? And the golf seems terrible.
Look like Tin Cup in the bus.
And these training aids, I feel sorry for these guys. Like already, even before they're out, they already have dupes of them on Amazon. Like some Chinese manufacturer knocked them off and it's $75.
They got a 3D printer.
So their entire life's work is just gets pwned.
I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Like Dustin Johnson, he promotes this putting thing.
The perfect putting mat.
Yeah, right. I got a dupe for it. I think they sell his for $200. I got mine for $75.
Well, yours is an imperfect putting mat.
Right. Mine's perfect. It looks exactly the same.
No wonder your putting's nubs.
Actually got better.
You bought a Maypops putting mat.
All right, coming up next, the Caps. They made the playoffs. They won their last three games, got into the playoffs. Take on the Rangers in the 8-1 series that kicks off on Sunday. Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps, joins us next here on the Junkies.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.